You might know that theme. Game of Thrones, music there from the duo Sonic Escape. And whether fiddle dancing for thousands in Tiananmen Square, a flute concert on skis in the mountains of Vermont, couch surfing parties in the Arctic Circle, or a cross-country caper in a busted $500 minivan, adventure abounds when art rules life and sharing it with the world. That's what Sonic Escape is all about. Sean Wyckoff and Maria Miller founded Sonic Escape back in 2009, a flute-violin duo, and a decade later, they have played on hundreds of stages across 40 North American states, provinces, and beyond. This May, they're going to be busy. They'll be helping students realize their musical dreams in Midland, Ontario, and on the 17th, Sonic Escape returns to perform in the Ontario town, this time to perform at the Midland Alliance Church, presented by the Brookside Music Association. It is my pleasure to welcome both Sean and Maria to the Oasis.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Great to have you here. The Washington Post said of your performances, wonderfully imaginative, anything goes sense of fun. And to me, it sounds like you've made it your business to engage on a very specific wavelength and energy level with your audience.
Absolutely. I remember it's so funny hearing that quote because we drove, I think, about 6 or 7 hours that day right before the concert from New York. There was really bad traffic, and we played this Haydn piece, and Haydn can be very stressful. You want to hit every single note, and I was doing my best to make sure because we knew there'd be a reviewer there, so we wanted to make sure we had a great review. And then the review is all about that we're having fun. I was like, oh, well, that was easy. I didn't need to play all the right notes.
Well, sometimes showing that energy and showing that engagement can mean a lot to somebody who watches a lot of concerts for a living, like a critic, right?
Well, yeah, for us, we need to be having fun in order to do music. So we live our life by that premise, and we perform. And I think for me, having that connection with the audience, like being able to engage with them, go out into the audience even when we're playing and take their questions. We often get impromptu questions throughout the concert because it's a very interactive and fun and exciting atmosphere. That's why we do it.
And people feel inspired as they watch the music and suddenly want to ask questions or maybe even want to play music. Who knows?
I hope so. We do play for a lot of young people, and that is a common question that, you know, what instrument should I play? And they'll tell us that they're getting really excited, and we have a little war. A lot of times people will take on the violin over flute. They'll be like, I'm going to learn violin. I'm like, no, flute. But we do get some flute players too.
If you check Instagram these days, a lot of flute players out there.
I know. It's a hot instrument, which is pretty funny seeing how it's used in hip hop and other styles of music.
You two met at Juilliard. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. We sure did.
What made you think you could make a life out of this musical net connection that you obviously discovered there?
We didn't think we could. We told everyone you can't play flute and violin together. It's too treble. But we kept being asked to play at friends' weddings and other events. And soon we found that we were helping each other's groups more than maybe the group members. So we decided we're going to work together. And we had to create most of our music ourselves because there isn't much for it. But in the process of that, I think as a violinist, I sound more like a flute or a wind instrument, and he sounds more like a string instrument now that we've been playing together for a decade. And we have so much fun traveling and meeting people, and I think he's just the greatest player. So I can honestly say I enjoy playing with him, and every concert's a treat. Yeah.
That makes a big difference when you can feed off of each other's talent and energy and to consistently do that too as long as you have, which is pretty incredible.
Yeah, and just the sound quality, like to talk a little bit about our classical background, I think most people now when they see us, they don't necessarily think like you're classical musicians. Mm-hmm. Maybe they do or not, but the fatness with which I try to make my flute sound is very different than I guess the way that I was raised and grew up, but sure. I really try to fill out the whole spectrum of sound, and I think Maria's trying to do that too, because when there are only two of us, you really have to get the sounds to blend together and to sustain the concert.
I want to get to the concert that is happening in May in a moment, but you mentioned you work with young people a lot, schools, students all the time. You've got Sistema Huronia and Huron Park Schools on the 16th and 17th. I know those kids are going to be excited to spend some time with you too. It's a big part of your world. Why have you engaged in that so much? And it must be rewarding for you as well as what you're giving to those kids.
Well, the energy levels, we've recently come back from playing at the New York State All-State Conference and New Jersey too, where they have thousands of kids audition to be able to come have a spot in this. And like the energy they have and the hopes and aspirations. If we can do anything, like, it is my sole mission when I perform for young people to show them what's possible and to inspire in them ways of using instruments creatively, because we use our instruments in a variety of ways. We even use Ableton so that we can loop live. We do all sorts of things. We dance in concert. We sing. So we want to show kids, you know, that it's not just about, you know, the practice, which is grueling and sometimes you don't sound so good at the beginning, but what can come of that as you experiment and have fun.
I love it. On the 17th, A Sonic Escape performs at Midland Alliance Church, presented by the Brookside Music Association. What's in store for that evening? What's happening with the repertoire? Where are you at?
Well, we'll certainly end with that Game of Thrones because it is just too fun. You have
crowd
to.
Pleaser.
We'll have a mix of classical. Some of those are original compositions. Some are well-established pieces that you don't hear often, such as Telemann's Canonic Sonata. There are six of them at least. Maybe there are more, but there are six that I know of. We'll be doing one of those. What else?
Yeah, a lot of, I guess, interactivity also with the audience. We did a concert there back in 2016 and they were fabulous. Like, we knew it was going to go really well because just people coming into the concert were in a tizzy just to be at a concert, and that's just the funnest, to play for people who are just excited because a concert's going to happen, because then you can just build on that enthusiasm.
I want to mention tickets available at brooksidemusic.com, or you can head to midlandculturecenter.ticketfly.com. Admission is $30 for adults and free for students, and to learn more about Sonic Escape, you can find them online. Lots of resources there, sonicescapemusic.com. And Sean Wyckoff and Maria Miller, it's just been a real pleasure, and congratulations on, I guess it's been about a decade now of this adventure that you've been on.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
Really great to have you here. It's Mark Wigmore with you. It is The Oasis, 337. You're with the new Classical FM.